This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arthur Smith yesterday, of course, was asked about Pickens and the snap count.
Well, you go week to week with game plans. And obviously, last week we were limited possession. You know, the way the game flowed, some of it was our own doing, obviously not being as efficient we had been on third down.
That's the thing that always annoys me. It annoys me every time. It annoys me when they talk about running the ball, guys not getting the ball enough. And we talked about this earlier on in the week. That was Tomlin's explanation for why the running game wasn't good. Well, we didn't convert enough third downs. Well, if you run the ball better, you're probably going to convert more third downs or stay out of third downs altogether. Well, we didn't throw it to Pickens enough. Why? We didn't convert enough third downs. Well, you know who didn't convert a third down and four with the game really in the balance? Well, that was George Pickens when the ball went through his hands. So that kind of thing always bothers me. Well, we weren't out there enough. Well, if your guys were making plays, then you would have been out there more. So chicken, egg, things of that nature. I do believe now, though, that the game plan was to have Pickens not be out there as much. And not by way of punishment, but just that's how they best felt they could attack the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, he took it personal. Yeah, real personal.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, if I'm not going to be out here for a majority of the snaps and I'm only out here on the backside of routes, I'm not going to run full speed. Seen it so many times with players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the ball's not coming my way. Yeah. You got to run. You got to help the team.
Right.
You got to sell it. And then you got to block. And then sometimes, guess what? If they're going to, if first reads on the other side of the field, go bust your hump. Especially with a guy like Justin Fields or maybe Russell Wilson. They make a lot of hay outside of structure, which means the play might not be designed to go for you, but you can be running around doing a fire drill. It might find you. Go bust your ass. Drives me nuts.
Then you ask the question, like, can you win with that guy? And then you think about it, like, no. Like, not if one guy is going to be acting like that.
You can't win with the guy he is right now. They're hoping that he grows up. I'm not holding out hope. Bob in North Versailles. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I think Doran will agree with me on this. As a longtime high school football coach and college coach, I have to say that the Steelers are getting ready to wash their hands of George Pickens. You know, George Pickens has made this offense predictable. But by me saying that, the NFL is a very smart league. They watch film. They could tell by body language. They could tell whether he's going to be involved in the play or not. And I think the Steelers are getting ready to wash their hands with this. And I think that at this point, the players did not come forward to defend him or anything. And I think they're frustrated, too, in that locker room with him.
Well, I don't know about the last – sorry to hang up on you like that. I don't know about the last part. I mean, Pat Freiermuth defended him. Russell Wilson defended him.
They politically defended him.
They did.
They didn't like, listen, you guys have got this all wrong about George. Like, the guy works hard every single day. Like, he shows up every single day. And they're like, oh, well, you know, he blah, 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 blah. Like, it was a political response.
Almost like they were reading from a prompter. Yeah, you're right about that.
Right. Like, not like, you know, there. I mean, there's so many players. I mean, think about if somebody was questioning Cam Hayward's effort, what would players say? They'd be like, it's Cam Hayward.
Don't you ever question
right.
Cam Hayward.
They didn't do that.
No, they didn't. Salient point made by you. 412-928-9370.
I think the caller's right, though, too. I think they're going to wash their hands with him. I mean, it we talked about this yesterday. It didn't stop them from other guys, from getting rid of other guys. I mean, it didn't stop them from even getting rid of Santonio Holmes. I mean, I know that at the time, was Art running things at the time whenever they traded Santonio?
Yeah.
He was a part of the situation.
Yeah. Yes. He had more responsibility. I mean,
he was the start of it, and then, you know, obviously you got AB.
For Pot!
Yeah, you got AB. You got everybody else. I mean, Deontay last year, you got Chase Claypool. Like, they look at it like this, and I think every team looks at it like this. You aren't good enough for us to ignore your outside problems.
It's a very fine line.
Yes.
You got to be good.
Yeah,
you got to be consistently
good. And there's only so
good.
Many guys that are that good.
Yep.
And I'm sure that they've had situations like this with Antonio Brown for a lot of years. But he was that good that they just were like, we have to live with it. And then it came to a point where it was like, okay, well, then, you know what, we really got to cut bait. But I think that this is his last stand.
CeeDee Lamb and Dak get into it all the time. CeeDee Lamb, 2021, 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. 2022, 1,400 yards, 9 touchdowns. Last year, 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns. You can be a jackass, and you cannot see eye to eye with your quarterback, and you can make big scenes on the sideline when you're putting up 1,800 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Yes.
When you go missing for games, weeks, months, as he did last year at a time, you can't act a fool. You can't. And it is October 11th, 2024. I think right now, today, I did the whole date time thing and then I screwed my top. It's a when, not if thing with him. When they let him go.
Yeah.
When they move on, not if. He can change my mind, but as of October 11th, I think it's a when, not if.
Yeah, but like he's changed their mind a little bit last year, and then he was reverted back.
And that's why you get one.
You get one,
and they're giving him a little bit of a two, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe they're making calls on him.
I mean, how could you think that he changed his mind or will change his mind, and whenever he does, not revert back to what he's doing right now?
The thing that bothers me the most about it, Dorn, and the reason why I'm thinking it's a when, not if, is because he had his most productive game of the season, and then immediately the next week he loses his mind.
Yep.
I think their usage of him, since it was the game plan and we believe that now, I think that was the wrong thing to do. It doesn't mean you can react that way. Sometimes your boss is going to tell you something and you don't like it. I can't walk into Craig's office and turn the table over.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think he might be the one guy around here I could beat up.
Maybe.
No, he's from Plum. He would whoop my ass. Not that that would ever happen. Love you, Craig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.